MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 7, 2025. Normal trash and recycle pickup resumes in Gloucester, and a tame Beverly Farms Horribles parade resumes this time around. Afternoon showers possible, mid-80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:40 a.m. and 9:45 p.m. The Gloucester Times is reporting Republic Services will resume normal collection of trash and recycling today in Gloucester and Manchester by the Sea, according to municipal leaders in both communities. The collection delays are due to Republic's waste collection employees, represented by Teamsters Local 25, being on strike since July 1 due to failed negotiations between the union and the company. Gloucester residents are asked to report missed trash pickup through cclickfix.com/Gloucester. Manchester officials say they were notified by Republic that the company would resume normal collection routes for trash and recycling in town today. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the annual Beverly Farms Horribles Parade that has regularly sparked controversy in the past for offensive floats and costumes was largely tamed this 4th of July. Hale Street was packed with onlookers dressed in red, white, and blue as the parade marched down Hale Street shortly after 8 a.m. on Friday morning. The event featured a Caribbean steel drum band, bagpipers, and Colonel Bailey's 2nd Massachusetts Regiment, a group of Revolutionary War reenactors who shot off replica muskets throughout the parade. City Councilors Matt St. Hilaire and Brandon Sweeney waved from the front of the parade, and fellow councilor Todd Rotondo was seen carrying a Beverly 400-plus banner, marking the city's celebration of its 400th anniversary next year. Behind him rolled a roughly 10-foot-tall cake float that donned the writing, "Happy Birthday, Beverly." More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon welcomed Amy Sarrow to City Hall last week in her new role as finance director, replacing Ethan Manning, who will be working in a similar role for the Newbury Public Schools. This is Mayor Sean Reardon.
And just real quick, you know, we said goodbye to Ethan Manning on Monday, June 30th. He is off to the schools, Newburyport School Department. So he actually started the right next day. So he's already down there in his new office at the middle school. And then we had Amy Sarrow start here as our new finance director. She's had a great first couple of days. She was here yesterday, and then she was here today. That's a good start, Amy. So we're excited for her. She brings a lot of fantastic skills to the table. And we're going to talk a little bit more about her onboarding as she takes over here as finance director. But I'm really excited to work with her. She's going to be a great part of the team. And then Wayne Amaral's last day is tomorrow, Thursday, July 3rd. He is headed to Salem, New Hampshire. He was funny this week. You know, he's been asked about why he's leaving and things like that. He's going to get to retire 2 years earlier by making this move to Salem, New Hampshire's public works director. So again, we're sorry for Wayne to leave. He has been a vital part of my team. Again, DPS is just involved in so much of the day-to-day operations here in the city of what we're doing, what we're trying to do, how they respond to things that are being asked for by residents. So again, DPS is an incredibly vital role. So we are actively in that search. We're still collecting resumes. That search will probably start maybe towards the end of July. But in the meantime, we have elevated Deputy Director John Carey into that interim role. And then we also elevated Jen Sullivan, who's in a leadership position at the Highway Division, to that deputy role. So that's going to be our team moving forward, and we're going to continue to work with that group as we get through July. But we're in a pretty good spot. I think we have a wonderful staff down at DPS, so I don't think we'll miss a beat in the short term. And like I said, we're just finishing the bulk of the street and sidewalk work, and it's really just getting through July and keeping up all those services that we provide for the city. So I think we're in a great spot there. I'll keep updating you on that DPS search.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast. And Elizabeth Della Piana writes on itemlive.com, in Saugus, Mom's Cancer-Fighting Angels Car Show and Cruise Night is making its return for its 11th annual event. It'll be hosted at Saugus Middle School on July 13 from 4 to 8 p.m. The rain date for the event is July 30, and that's Saugus Middle High School. This is the second year the event will be hosted at the school after the group could no longer use what was the Fuddruckers parking lot. This is the second event for Mom's Cancer Fighting Angels this year, with the last one being the Touch-A-Truck in June. The Touch-A-Truck raised $1,000, with $500 going to the American Cancer Society and $500 going to the National Kidney Foundation. Those who attend the event can expect to see cars, trucks, and motorcycles, some of which will be decked out for visitors. There will be also food, music, raffles, and trophies given out. Proceeds will be donated to the American Cancer Society. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, the Gloucester Times is reporting today that Gloucester High School hockey will retire the jersey of standout and recent graduate Chris Daly. Daly wore number 18 for the Fisherman. He passed away this past weekend at the age of 18 following injuries he sustained in a tragic car accident last Monday. Salem News High School Baseball Player of the Year is Cormac Heaney of Hamilton Wenham. He is a junior pitcher for the Generals and also an excellent hitter. The Salem News named Tessa Francis of Marblehead as its Softball Player of the Year. Francis is a pitcher who struck out 257 batters over 131 innings this season for the Magicians. The Red Sox completed a three-game series sweep with the Nationals in Washington this weekend. Yesterday, the Sox won 6-4. Tonight, they're back at Fenway to host the Rockies. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.